Today is Tuesday, the 21st of April, 2026. We thank you for standing with us in prayer this morning. Our team for today is Pastor Williams and Lady Shamila. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Pastor.
Well, a very good morning to each of you. We give God praise for another day. Our minute with the Master today is drawn from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 15. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 15. The Bible says, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." And our minute with the Master is titled Meek, Not Weak. Meek, not weak. It's ironic that a word that rhymes with meekness is the word weakness, but in actuality, they have very different meanings. Perhaps because the two words sound alike, many confuse meekness with weakness, but the two are not similar in any way. One of the best places to find proof that meekness is not weakness is in the life of Moses. In Numbers chapter 12, verse number 3, the Bible says the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. So scripture tells us that Moses was meek, but his biography from Exodus through Deuteronomy dispels the notion that meekness is equal to weakness. Because Moses killed an Egyptian guard who was abusing a Hebrew slave. He demanded that Pharaoh let the Hebrews go. And he called down judgment on the Hebrews when they sinned against God in the wilderness. Moses was meek, meaning that he was humble and submissive to God, but he was not weak. Don't confuse meekness with weakness. Instead, follow the instructions of the Bible. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10 says, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of God's might." I'll leave you with this quote today from D. Martin Lloyd Jones, who says, "To be truly meek means we no longer protect ourselves because we see that there is nothing worth defending." Meekness is not weakness. When we're meek, we're humble and submissive to God, and we are called to stand in the power of God and to be used by God and to let the Lord take care of us. God bless you today.
Amen and good morning. Our prayer petitions for today follow. Marsha B. and her family. They lost their brother on Saturday evening. We are praying for the peace of God to prevail in every way. We also lift Marsha up in prayer for her job. She has had to be out a few days since taking the position, and it seems like an attack of the enemy to keep her from having the financial resources to bless the kingdom work of God. We pray for the Lord to destroy all attacks by the enemy in every area of her life. Those experiencing memory lapses, we pray for them to get the correct diagnosis and effective treatment so their mind is made whole. Those being released from prison, we intercede for them to be guided by the mighty hand of God. We pray for a successful transition and for a life of good decisions and service to others. All those starting over again, we make an earnest appeal to God to keep them strong and free from doubt. We pray they are given courage to start the rebuilding process and to look to God to lead the way. Those going through radiation and chemotherapy, we ask God to make their bodies like new and remove all sickness and disease from their environment. Those unable to physically care for themselves, we ask the Lord to meet all their needs and for their caregivers to be diligent in their duties, kind and God-fearing. Those going through a tough situation, we pray God shows you how to release your worry to him and how to blindly depend on him to work out things for you. The shattering of false gods. We pray for family members to be delivered from belief in the occult, to be released from the grips of the enemy, and for them to be protected by the Spirit of God. Everyone on the call today, we pray you are given the level of wisdom needed to navigate the day and discernment to make the right decisions. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Blessings on each of you today.
Amen. Let's hearts and our minds for prayer. God, we thank you. And we praise you. God, we magnify your name and we give you glory. Thank you, God, for your love, your peace, and your grace upon us. Thank you, God, for blessing us and keeping us and giving us another chance and another opportunity to come into your presence, God, to seek your face. Thank you, God, for blessing us in every way. Thank you, God, for the gift of another day. God, you have been good to us. In fact, God, you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. For that, God, we say thank you. God, we love you and we praise you and we just lift you up today, God. And we just thank you for the potential and the possibility that this day holds for each and every one of us. And so, God, we bless your name and we honor you today. We bless your name, God, and we tell you thank you today. And, God, we just lift your name, God, and give your name the praise. God, we pray, God, that you would forgive us of our sin committed by thought, word, and deed. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would help us, oh God, to follow you. God, help us, oh God, to continue to grow in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God, continue, oh God, to help us every day, God, to be more like you every day, God, to follow you, God, every day, God, to walk, God, in and according to your way, God, to live according to your word, God, and to follow your will for our lives. God, we pray today that, God, you will give us the strength that is required to handle, God, everything that we need to handle today, to face, God, whatever comes our way today. God, bless us indeed and enlarge our territory. God, we need you today, God, to go out before us. We need you, oh God, to come alongside us and strengthen us to do your work and to do your will, God. And we need you to be a fence around us today. God, help us, oh God, not to be frustrated or aggravated today, but God, help us, oh God, to see you in the land of the living. God, help us to feel your presence. God, help us, oh God, to see your light, God, when it gets dark. God, to feel your hand, God, when it gets lonely, God, and help us, we pray, God, to do everything that pleases you, to do, God, everything, God, that brings glory to you. God, we thank you because, God, we know that there is nothing that you cannot do. God, we thank you because we know, God, that we are in your hands, God, and with you nothing shall be impossible. And so, God, we pray for every person that's on this call, and I ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you would bless as only you can. God, we pray, God, for those, God, who are on our prayer list, and we ask, oh, God, that you would move in every situation. God, that you would show yourself strong, God. We lift up Marsha and her family, God, and we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give them comfort, that you would give them peace. God, your word tells us to comfort others with the comfort that you have given unto us. And so, God, we're praying even now, God, that you would comfort this family, and God, that you would, oh God, continue, oh God, to help them, God, along the way. God, we're praying for those, God, who are experiencing difficulty with their memories. God, we're praying in the name of Jesus that, God, you will help them, God, to be led to the right doctors and, God, that they'll receive the right treatment. God, we're praying, oh God, that you would touch their minds. We're praying, oh God, that you would, God, help them and sustain them, God, as only you can. God, we're praying for those who are preparing now to transition and those who are being released, God, from prison and jail. God, we ask in the name of Jesus that, God, you would, oh God, that you would surround them, God, with people, God, who will help them, God, in their journey of rehabilitation. God, we're praying in the name of Jesus that, God, you would put the right people around them and, God, that you would help them, oh God, not to return. God, that you would help them, oh God, to God, transition, God, and to be able, oh God, to establish themselves and, God, to do what they need to do in this next season of their lives. God, we're praying in the name of Jesus for those who are finding themselves starting over again. And God, we're praying, oh God, that you would help them and, God, that you would strengthen them. God, that you would, oh God, that you would sustain them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying and we're asking, God, for you to move. God, we're lifting up, God, those who are sick among us, God, those who are waiting on test results, God, those who are preparing for procedures, God, those who are being rehabilitated even now, God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch bodies, God, touch, God, from the top of heads to the sole of feet, God, we're praying, God, specifically, God, for those who are undergoing radiation and chemo, God, we're praying, oh God, that you would keep their bodies strong, God, we're praying, oh God, that you would keep their appetites, God. We're praying, oh God, that you would help them, oh God, to be healed. God, we know, God, that you're able to do it. And so, God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, God, God, that you would move, God, like never before. And then, God, we're praying for those who are unable to care for themselves. God, we're praying and asking the Lord, God, that you would, God, strengthen caregivers. God, send caregivers, strengthen caregivers. And God, that you would, God, help the caregivers, oh God, to be there and to show compassion, God, to be there and to show need, to show, God, kindness, God. We're praying, oh God, that you would watch over them and keep them, God. We're praying in the name of Jesus that, God, you would bless, God. We're praying for those who find themselves in tough situations, God. We're praying, oh God, for those, oh God, who are having a hard time in this season, and we're asking in the name of Jesus that, God, you would, God, that you would, God, help, God, as only you can, that, God, you would make a way, God, that you would open doors. God, we thank you and we praise your name. God, we lift you up. God, we're praying for those today who are following false gods and idols. God, we're praying, oh God, that you would be patient with them. And God, we're praying in the name of Jesus, God, that you would lead them to the right place and help them, oh God, to see that you are the only true and living God. God, we thank you, God, and we lift you up. God, help us, oh God, to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Help us, oh God, to lead our family and our friends to you, God, to, God, lead those, God, who are not saved to you. God, your word reminded us today that we have to be ready to give an answer for the hope that we have. And God, help us to do it with meekness. God, help us, oh God, to do it with humble submission to you. And so, God, we pray today that you would help us to take advantage of random faith sharing moments in our lives, God, that we would help somebody else along the way. God, we love you. God, we praise you. And God, we magnify your name. Let your will be done in, through, and for us today. We thank you for it in advance for what you shall do. We give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. We claim it done by faith. It is so. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God.
Amen. Thank God. And thank you, Pastor Williams. We pray for the Lord to cover you and your loved ones today. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This ends our time together on this Tuesday morning. Goodbye.